Have you ever wondered what animals are visiting your yard or property? Unbeknownst to many, there are a variety of creatures that visit and even live on your property that you may never see. Mike Rentz of the Society of Conservation Biology will be giving a presentation on discovering and monitoring wildlife at Sugarloaf Cove a week from tomorrow, Saturday, April 9th, starting at 10 a.m. He joins us now by phone to talk a little bit more about the presentation. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning? And thanks for joining us today.
I'm doing just great. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So it sounds like a really interesting talk you're going to be giving at Sugarloaf Cove a week from tomorrow. What sorts of animals are visiting our property that we might be missing, and why don't we see them?
Well, in addition to the deer that everybody sees, northern Minnesota has a pretty good variety of small mammals and birds that you just simply don't see. And mostly it's because they're either, small or secretive or nocturnal. But if you're good at looking at signs or just get lucky, it's kind of amazing just how many animals, we share the shore with.
So you mentioned if you get good at noticing the signs, what kind of signs should we be watching for?
Not to be too gross in the morning, but the best sign actually is scat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping everybody kind of knows what that word is. But if you get good at it, you can kind of tell rabbit from deer, from porcupine, and just kind of get an idea. I'm looking at some fox scat. Clearly, there was a fox on my property last night. If you can see tracks, that's always good. Like yesterday, I was going for a walk with my dog and realized that, the snowshoe hares had gotten pretty hungry because along the road, you could see where they had gone up and gnawed on some of the trees.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you can kind of tell if you spend enough time at it, you can kind of tell, whether a shrub has been nipped by a snowshoe hare or a deer.
Uh-huh. Okay. Those are good pieces of advice. So what are there... Are there types of animals that are more likely to live near people's dwellings than others?
Certainly. I'm sure you've had mice in your house before. At least most people have. So there's some animals like that that can just live everywhere, like the deer mouse. And then other animals like skunks and things that actually have higher population numbers now than they would have pre-settlement, just because they like hanging around humans. We put out grain bins, we put out road culverts. They're willing to live, underneath your garage and things like that. So some of those animals that are probably more common now and live closer to us than, say, a bear or a wolf would.
Okay. What kind of things are you going to talk about at the presentation? I'm curious as to what your methods are as far as how you monitor on your own property.
Well, unfortunately, I live in Duluth, and looking out my window, I can see my entire property, so it's not nearly as fun as up in your neck of the woods. But we're going to be looking at... kind of showing people how to use a trail camera, and most of your listeners probably already have one, but for anybody that doesn't, just what are they and how can you best use them? Then other techniques, it varies by the type of animal. Obviously, people can't just go out and put up mist nets to see what birds are coming through. But you can go, simple as putting a piece of plywood propped up on a brick, and you'll be amazed how many frogs or salamanders will find that and hang out underneath there, and then just periodically go and lift it up and say, "Oh, look, a blue-spotted salamander. I didn't know that lived here." So we're kind of be covering that and also going back to the signs and just kind of showing folks how to tell the difference between these and where to look and when to look.
Well, it's kind of getting into the difficult time of year to track by, as we lose our snow. It seems like this is the more tricky time of year to be able to identify what species are hanging around.
Definitely. Though it also does expose, some of the scat, and you'd be amazed at the how long some of this stuff will stay on the landscape. So in the next month or so, UMD will be starting up its annual snowshoe hare surveys up in your area, and they literally walk through the woods and look down every 20 meters and see and count the number of snowshoe hare pellets on the ground, and then get an idea for, you know, how many snowshoe hares live in that particular habitat based on how many pellets you see.
Hmm. Yeah, well,
so it's certainly not as easy as walking through fresh snow and saying, "Oh, look, you know, a fox ran across here last night." It's a lot trickier in this time of the year.
Well, if it's anything like where I live, there are a lot of snowshoe hare around right now. It seems like it's they're having a good year, and they're starting to kind of just barely turn to brown. So that's good as we lose our snow. They kind of become beacons
always a nice sign of spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, why is it important for folks to know what kind of animals are living on our property or visiting our property?
Well, some of it is just as a nice indicator as, you know, are you doing things right? You know, are you being a good neighbor to the other folks that live around here? And some of it is just the pure fun and curiosity of it. You know, I've been doing this for years, and it still, you know, still blows me away when I do my research. And I'll walk through a forest and put out, you know, my small mammal live traps, and, you know, not see a single animal, and then come back the next morning and have, you know, 30 animals in traps. And it's just amazing what lives there and where they live, and it's just purely for the curiosity. It's kind of like why I like fishing, even though I'm really bad at it. You look at a lake and, you know, you can't really know what's there until you drop a line, and you can't really know what's in our yards and in our property until you really just get out there and really start looking.
Yep, exactly. We're speaking with Mike Rentz of the Society for Conservation Biology. He'll be giving a presentation on Saturday, April 9th at Sugarloaf Cove. Mike, anything else you'd like to add while we've got you on the phone this morning?
I just definitely hope people can come on down next Saturday, 10 o'clock. There's a small fee for it of $10 for the first person, and then every family member after that is free, and $5 if they're a Sugarloaf member. So they did want me to put in that plug, but just, yeah, people should definitely come on down, and I'd love to meet them.
Cool. Well, we've been speaking with Mike Rentz again about his upcoming presentation. Again, it's at Sugarloaf Cove. It's called Discovering and Monitoring Wildlife on Your North Shore Property, and that'll be Saturday, April 9th at 10 a.m. Information is available from Sugarloaf Cove at 218-525-0001. And Mike, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the presentation.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.